This is your Mountain Meisters Recap with Kevin Hamlin.
Here we go. Official now.
Oh, official. We official. Got the name
official.
On
there. There it is. I don't want to say anything. I want you to get the surprise. Official member now of the Magic Morning Show, Kevin Hamlin joining us. You guys had a Bluebird Bay, a rare Bluebird Wednesday for, yeah, for Mountain Meisters.
It started off Bluebird. It got a little cloudy as the afternoon rolled on, but the wind held off, and it was a pretty good day for racing.
Excellent. So tell us all about, how was February vacation for everybody?
February vacation was good. It was, probably one of the best we've had in a long time.
Nice. A lot of people saying that.
Snow and the weather just cooperated awesomely.
Excellent.
I couldn't get enough of it.
So busy over at Cranmore, of course, all week.
Oh, yeah.
All week long.
Yeah, it was a good week from what I've heard, numbers-wise and everything. So it was definitely a good week.
Excellent. And then when it comes to for numbers, participation, and all of that, you guys had quite the day yesterday.
Yeah, we had a great day yesterday. It was the Jesse Lyman downhill day.
Mm-hmm.
So it started off pretty strong. We had quite a line, for a while, and then it, did what it did. It died out, but a lot of the big dogs who usually waited until that 6 o'clock hour, they actually, because the snow surface was so good yesterday, everybody just ran when they got there.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a good day.
Very cool. And we were talking a little bit before the break. There was one element to this little downhill that kind of threw people for a loop. Explain that a little bit.
Little element. Our course setter had set an undergate or a corridor gate. It was just a two-gate turn to get you back into the other side of the trail to try to keep you away from that edge, because we don't have the whole skier's right of that trail fenced off.
Okay.
So we want to keep it as safe as possible. So I know a lot of people were grumbling about it, because a lot of people never, ever seen something like that before. And we tried to explain it the best we could, but I told everybody, I don't know if I got to everybody to say it, but just as long as you skied down the course, if you missed the gate, if you skied it wrong, I didn't disqualify you.
Okay.
You got a time. It's going to count.
Right.
It's not the end of the world. This isn't World Cup racing.
Right,
we're here to have fun.
I was going to say, it's more of a community effort just to have some camaraderie there. So I'm sure some people out there do appreciate that little act of kindness
I hope so. I hope so.
So if anybody was worried about that, do not fret. Kevin has your back, and you guys are all set with that. You guys have a huge weekend coming up when it comes to the Hannes Schneider Meister Cup.
This is always
a fun weekend for Cranmore. People come out from all over for it. Talk about the Meister Cup, what we got going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I mean, Friday is that the Schneider Sprint, the uphill race series, which I've never done, so it just sounds tiring to me. But that's Friday night, so it's a Ski-Mo race, up and down, timed, mass start starting at 7. I guess tickets are $25.
Okay.
That includes the race. So that should be an interesting, some of those guys I've seen do it. Like, you got the Andrew Drummond, who does a lot of that stuff. It's just ridiculous.
Right. I know our very own Roy Prescott, who does afternoons here on Magic. He is geared up and ready to go. He's always so pumped up for the Meister Cup.
Oh, yeah, he loves it, yeah.
And it really is. And that's all the Meisters do come out for it, which is always fun, the community event with all of the sponsors, New England Ski Museum, and everything else going on.
Yeah, and then Saturday is race day. It's a big fun filled day. I mean, there's a lot of racers, kids up to, I know some of the guys up there are 80, 90 years.
That's what
plus.
I'm saying. This is usually the one that it's just from the little kids right up to the elders, really.
Everybody racing. I mean, you get to see some good racing go on, and it's overall a good fun day.
Right.
You get to, talk with people you don't see all the time, and so
it's a good community event. You guys can go out to it. If you want more details, go to meistercup.org. The deadline was actually yesterday to sign up beforehand, but the registration is still open. You guys can still sign up, like Kevin said, the day of and all of that. And again, you can get those details. Cranmore.com or meistercup.org is where you can go for that. So what is it now? There's 2-3 weeks left when it comes to the Meister Series, right?
3 weeks left.
3 weeks left.
So next week we go back. So the next 3 weeks we go back to just regular GS course.
Mm-hmm.
We got back to the new two, the pay to play, fundraiser stuff. And then next week, actually, for the Gibson Cup, we're holding our Super G race, weather depending.
Yep.
Kind of like the downhill, but on a little bit, steeper trail. It's more geared for the big boys. So that's what the Gibson Cup's all about. So that's next week. And so hopefully we can finish off with some good weather and good racing for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you guys always do that big wrap-up party at the end, which is always a lot of fun.
Yep. Big wrap-up party. Last week we do all the awards and everything that night. So
All right.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to for sure. So we wish you the best on the courses, and that will be great. So get all the details about Mountain Meisters. Remember, you can go to Cranmore.com. You can also go to MeisterCup.org for more of what's happening this weekend. And don't forget to follow the Mountain Meisters on Facebook for all the updates on all things Meisters. Kevin Hamlin, once again, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks a lot.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.